Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we come to Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Matthew 25, verse 40. Let me make a couple comments before we read that passage. So it was time for the king's people to enjoy their reward. The king told them how much he appreciated their service. There were times, he explained, that he was hungry and thirsty, and a stranger and in need of clothes, a sick person. And each time, his people met his need. And the people were thankful, but a little confused. And they said, have we ever seen the king hungry and provided food, or thirsty and provided water? When did we ever give clothes to the king? They never remembered a time when they looked after the king when he was sick, or visited him when he was in prison. When did they ever do these things? Matthew 25, verse 40, Jesus said, "And the king will answer, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.'" Significant service to God is seldom high and mighty. Most of the time it's low and humbling. God honors giving money, providing clothes, serving meals at the homeless shelter. He smiles when we clean out our packed closets and give clothes to the poor, or when we buy only the clothes we need and use our resources for others. Attending to a sick friend is not wasted time in God's sight, and visiting those in prison, those who need a message of forgiveness and grace, are times of weighty service. Each act of service is significant to God, even when no one else sees it. So a couple talking points. Remind us, God, that everything we have comes from you. And then teach us to be generous, Lord, with what you have graciously given us. Father, it's easy to think our service is worthwhile only when it's seen by others. Give us your heart for service. Remind us often that when we serve others, we are really serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.